Bergen, isn't it exciting about us going to New York?
It certainly is, Charlie. Now, I've just about finished packing my bags. You see, all I need is my comb and brush, and I'll be ready.
Yeah, you're ready now, brother.
Yeah. Oh, and I mustn't forget to pick up my tickets at the station.
Well, Edgar, if you're looking for tickets, I'm your man.
Well, you are?
Keenan, you mean you're a Pullman peddler?
Yeah, I'm taking my brother's place at the Union Station.
Yeah. Well, what in the world are you doing that for, Keenan?
I like to meet people. I like the excitement. I like to pick up a few extra bucks.
Yeah, that's...
Say, Charlie, how would you like to work with me?
Yeah, no. Get away, bud. No.
Pleasant work.
No. Get going.
Ann Baxter is helping me.
No. Get my hat. What are we waiting for, then?
Charlie.
What's the matter?
Charlie, here comes your little girlfriend, Anita Gordon.
Oh, Charlie, is it true that you're going to New York?
Yes, it is, Anita.
But you're not going to leave me, are you?
Me leave you? Silly girl.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain. You see, what Charlie means is that you are going with us.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, Charlie, come here.
Yeah, Please, not in front of all these people.
Oh, just imagine New York.
You're Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Charlie.
I just want to say how nice you look today.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
You look so well groomed. You look so, shall we say, prosperous. Yeah?
Yes, well, I believe I do have an air of distinction. Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, Charlie. No. You're not after anything, are you?
Well, for example, money. Well, it's strange that you should mention that.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I am in an embarrassing position. For the mole.
Yes.
You see, I got caught with my finances down.
Yes, I see. Well, that's very interesting, but why bother to tell me about it?
Well, I just thought that you might. And leave me the lend of a mild loan, I thought.
You thought?
Yes.
I thought. Dreamer that I am. Yes, I see so. So you're over the barrel again, are you,
Mr. Bergen? This time I'm wearing it.
I see. Well, young man, instead of hounding me, why don't you borrow a little from your piggy bank?
Because that little piggy has none.
Oh, I see. None?
Not a sow.
I see.
That's it.
Well, then you should earn some money. After all, don't you think that you're old enough to go to work?
Well, I suppose you know that I could ask you the same question.
Charlie, you should make a practice of saving 20% of your allowance each week.
I don't make that much.
Oh, yes. Perhaps I can illustrate my point a little better by telling you the story of an Aesop fable.
Oh, must we do it the hard way?
All right. It's the fable, of course, of the grasshopper and the ant.
Uh-huh.
Now tell me, what do you know about the habits of the ant?
Well, frankly, not much. No. I haven't been in touch with the underground lately.
I Well, this particular ant that I'm speaking of was very industrious. He worked hard all the time.
I hate him already.
Oh, no. You see, ants never waste a minute.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, then how about all the time they spend at picnics?
Well, that's... No.
All right.
Well, what I'm trying to point out is that all summer long, this ant gathered food.
He did.
Yes. And he hid it away for the future.
Well, the little sneak, that's hoarding. All right.
The grasshopper just took it easy, chirping and hopping around all summer.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, I'll string along with a grasshopper. He's got personality. I like him. Besides, he can spit tobacco juice.
Not only did the grasshopper loaf all the time, but he made fun of the ant for working.
Yeah?
Yes. And so the aunt said one day, the aunt said, beware, beware. I wouldn't do that, Bergen. All right.
Don't strain our voice. All right.
Well, the aunt said to the grasshopper, and I like this part of it.
Well, I'm glad there's something good about it.
Yes. Beware, beware, winter. Winter will come. Winter will come, and you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry that you didn't prepare. I have spoken.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see before you the remains of a frustrated actor.
All right. And true enough, winter came.
It always does. Always.
Then it was a different story.
And high time, too.
Yes.
I was getting pretty sick of this one.
No covered the ground, and the grasshopper was without food. And, of course, being without food, he had nothing to eat.
No. Egad, what facts?
Yes.
There's a sloppy hunk of logic, isn't it?
There wasn't a leaf. There wasn't a blade of grass to eat. Nothing for this poor grasshopper.
Well, couldn't we drop him something by parachute?
You see, the ant. Ants refused him food, and, of course, he was starving.
Oh, no. The grasshopper?
Yes. Slowly, slowly starving.
Isn't there a crust of bread in the house or something?
It was the grasshopper's own fault. You shouldn't feel sorry for him.
Well, I can't help it. We were getting to be such good friends.
The little chiseler.
All right, now. Now, Charlie, I hope that you will be wiser than the grasshopper in the future. This fable teaches us a lesson.
It do?
Yes. And the lesson is this. The ants work hard, persevere, and save. And as a reward...
Somebody steps on him.
No, no, no.
Well, DDT gets him. No, no.